This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Thanks for joining me this weekend, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you all. And on today's show, we're continuing the celebration of Christmas. Over the last few weeks, we've had lots of Christmas songs, but in my opinion, not enough of the Christmas carols. So that's our feature today, the sacred Christmas music that's lasted through the ages. And we begin part two of the show with the Trinity Church Choir. That's Joan Sutherland, Good King Wenceslas, a carol not about the birth of Christ, but rather good deeds on the day after Christmas, by the Christian ruler in the land of Bohemia in the Middle Ages. The lyrics for Good King Wenceslas were penned by John Mason Neal, a music writer and scholarly priest in the Church of England during the 19th century. And we began with one of the most beloved Christmas carols, Charles Wesley's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Our next selection may be the oldest of the Christmas carols, O Come Emmanuel. This is the Celtic singer, Enya. That's Enya, O Come Emmanuel, a carol that has roots to 8th century Gregorian chants, with the music from a 15th century French processional for Franciscan nuns. The original Latin text, Veni, Veni, Emmanuel, was translated to English by John Mason Neal. The man I mentioned a few minutes ago is the writer of Good King Wenceslas. We're caroling today on Seems Like Old Times. Merry Christmas from Seems Like Old Times. Today we're playing the traditional Christmas carols. And here's the story of the three wise men, sung by the three Irish tenors.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading.
Bethlehem plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never over a soul to reign.
Oh,
That's Celtic Woman, O Holy Night, a carol written by French poet Placide Capot in 1847, with the music by Adolph Charles Adam. And we also heard John McDermott, Anthony Kearns, and Ronan Tynan, the Irish tenors, We Three Kings. That was written by the Reverend John Henry Hopkins in 1857 in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Well, after those Irish performers, how about some Irish carols? This is the 12th Day Carol by the duo known as Angus.
Now to conclude our Christmas march with news of our redemption, we will end these songs of our Savior's birth with one that deserves attention. Three great wonders fell on this day. A star brought kings where the infant lay. Water made wine in Galilee, and Christ baptized in Jordan. These kings must have known what Balaam of old said of a star that would arise in Jacob's land, where he foretold the coming of the Messiah. Jasper, Melchior, and Balthazar set out when they saw that new bright star. Leaving their eastern kingdoms far to find the newborn Jesus. Thou King of Kings here in disguise, whom stars obey and angels serve, wealth and grandeur you despise. You have given us more than we deserve. Our beds are gold and ivory, our garments rich embroidery, decked with pearls and pageantry, while you lie in a manger. Farewell, good Christians, fare thee well too. And he's a happy Christmas we wish you, with the blessed end for to ensue, through the merits of sweet Jesus.
Thank you.
the BBC Welsh Chorus, Once in Royal David's City, one of the few Christmas carols written by a woman. Her name was Fanny Humphreys Alexander, born in Dublin, Ireland. She was a Sunday school teacher who used simple verse and song in her teaching of the Christian faith. And from the county Wexford, Ireland, came the Twelfth Day Carol, performed by the group Angus. The duo is Jimmy Keane and Robbie O'Connell. The Traditions of Christmas on Today's Seems Like Old Times. A caroling we go on Today's Seems Like Old Times. Well, we've been all over the world with Christmas carols. How about some from right here at home? This is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah. the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherd kept their watching over their sheep. Behold, a light from heaven there shone, a holy light. Everybody go tell it on the mountain, over the hill.
Mahalia Jackson, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Perhaps the best loved of the Black American spiritual, written by John Work, dating back to the 1860s. At about the same time, Phillips Brooks, a Boston native who was studying to be a clergyman, was on a year-long break in Europe. But just before Christmas in 1865, he traveled to the Holy Land and rode on horseback for a two-hour journey to Bethlehem. He was so moved by the town and a worship service at the Church of the Nativity that he wrote a poem titled, O Little Town of Bethlehem. A couple of years later, Brooks gave a copy of the poem to his organist, Louis Redner, and he had problems coming up with a melody for it. But just before Christmas 1868, Redner claimed he was roused from sleep late in the night, hearing an angel strain whispering in my ear. And that Christmas, the children of the Church of the Holy Trinity in Philadelphia gave the first public performance, and we heard it sung by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Our next American carol comes from the Appalachian region of North Carolina.
I wonder, as I wonder out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die. For if Jesus
I Wander as I Wander. That was Daniel McCabe. The song was quote-unquote written by John Jacob Niles, based on the single line of a song he heard from a little girl in the town of Murphy, North Carolina. Niles was at a fundraising meeting there held by evangelicals who had been ordered out of town by the police. He paid her a quarter to repeat the verses so he could write them down. He never encountered the little girl again, whose name was Annie Morgan, nor would he ever find a trace of the song in any existing collection of carols. Also a mystery is the writer of Away in a Manger, at least the first two stanzas. It's been incorrectly attributed to Martin Luther, but music researchers now agree that the song is purely American.
Thank you.
That's the Virginia-based quintet known as GLAAD and Rise Up Shepherd and Follow. And Julie Andrews sang Away in a Manger. Our favorite Christmas carols today on Seems Like Old Times. We've been Christmas caroling on today's Seems Like Old Times.
Let men their songs employ.
joy to the world. That was Theater of Voices, finishing up our celebration of the Christmas carols. And that's it for today's show. It's been great having you here, and I hope the Christmas spirit stays with you all year long. And this is Craig Orndorff again wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll see you right here next week on Seems Like Old Times.